Today, Be'ez Hashem, we learn Daf Mem Vav Maseches Nedarim and begin Perek HaShutfin. Some of the topics we learned about include: in the last Perek, we learned the halachas of a mudur hanam mechaveri, one who is asur to benefit from his friend due to a neder. This Perek begins by discussing how this halacha applies to HaShutfin Shenadur Hanah Zeh Mizeh. If two people own a chatzar, a courtyard, in partnership, and each one made a neder prohibiting himself from benefiting from the other, there is a machlekes whether they may continue using the yard. They might not be allowed to continue to use the yard because they would also be benefiting from their partner's share of the property. In its discussion of this case, the Gemara introduces several important ideas. We have learned that ein adam oiser nichzi chaveri al chaveri. One cannot use a neder to prohibit others from using their own possessions. However, koinam ois mafkin midei shibud. A neder does have the power to override a lien on a property. If someone only has a shibud, the right to use a property, the owner of the property can make a neder forbidding him to exercise his rights. Chatzar sheyesh bedin chalukah. When two people buy a chatzar together, each owner can only dissolve their partnership without the other's consent if this won't result in a loss for his partner. This depends on the size of the property. One can only force his partner to divide the chatzar if each one will end up with a large enough area to continue to use the yard in its usual way, which is 4 amas by 4 amas. The Gemara will discuss how the Mishnah's halachas may depend on whether the property is a chatzar sheyesh b'din chaluka, a courtyard which one has a right to split, or a chatzar she'im b'din chaluka, a smaller courtyard that does not have that right.